touchdown, Kansas City!
It's time for the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Live with play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. It's brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers. Visit Ford at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Rocking the joint tonight. This is your Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. We are crushing it. We are crushing it, folks. We're at Bash's in Olathe, the southwest part of the metro, the southeast part of 159th and Merlin. We have a sellout, crowded crowd tonight because you're here to celebrate. This score just in. Kansas City 28, the Raiders nothing. Is Zero here tonight? This is his night because the Raiders had zero, nada, nicked, nothing, right? So, hey, the only black hole is the donut they had on the scoreboard as Kansas City wins their third straight game. And now it sets up Monday Night Football for first place against the San Diego Chargers. We have a great crowd here tonight and a lot of the regulars. The Metcalf Bank Geeks are here, right here in their suite. The Lake Lotawada Lake Rats are here. Princess Lake Rat, Little Princess Lake Rat turned into Little Woman Princess Lake Rat right in front of us. Betsy the Brain is here. Yellow Fro Man is here. The Red Hots are here. Al, the official photographer, is here. The Red Coders are here. And Queen Bender, the Homecoming Queen. Also here, who do we have? Susie Bling Bling, Taj Mahal Tailgaters, Kent the Cake Maker, and Savage is back there as well. Buckeye Paul is here with his little posse. And so a regular crew here. Of course, as our Chiefs Kingdom traditions, we have the book of sealed signatures, which was signed at the darkest of days. This will be open when the Chiefs win a postseason game. It's been since 1993, and this thing is going to happen, believe you me. And yesterday, by shutting out the Raiders in the black hole with six, count them, six interceptions, including two pick sixes, it was a time to put the hammer down. Baby, you got it. A reminder to give you our injury report. It's brought to you by St. Luke's, the One Health System that sets the highest standards for quality care. St. Luke's Health System, the region's quality leader. It was a rough day for injuries in the National Football League. Thank goodness it wasn't us. Now, we had some guys that fought through it, including our guest tonight, who came out of the game for about a snap and came right back. We'll talk about that in a second. But I feel for some of these guys. Tim Hightower, the Washington running back, out for the season with an ACL injury. Tough deal. Ernest Graham of the Bucks goes down with Achilles injury after they had lost LeGarrette Blount. Now they're down to Craig Lumpkin, some guy that I don't know who Craig Lumpkin is. But anyway, he's now right in the middle of it. Beanie Wells of Arizona, Matthew Stafford, the Detroit quarterback, Sam Bradford, the Rams quarterback, Matt Ryan, the Falcons quarterback. But we came out of that game yesterday in great shape, and I'm going to tell you why we're in great shape, because we got a cornerback that's playing his butt off. He had his third pick six yesterday of his career. One of the six interceptions was one of the two pick sixes. When we come back, we will talk with Brandon B-Dot Flowers after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Short drop, pass left side, picked off, it's Brandon Flowers at the 40, at the 30, Flowers looks at Carson Palmer and says good night and goes all the way to the end zone.
That's called a pick six, everybody. Welcome back here to Bash's in Olathe at 159th in Merlin. This place is awesome. Open 7 days a week for lunch. Great place to watch sports on TV. Over 20 TVs. Now, one of our great Chiefs Kingdom fans of all time. Were you homecoming king last year? You're a candidate.
Year before,
you were homecoming king. His nickname is Zero. On three, because this is the point total of the Raiders yesterday, in case you didn't catch it. Their point total was zero. So here we are on three, as loud as you can. One, two, three, zero. You've got it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a distinct pleasure to introduce to you now a man who's having a heck of a season. After six games, he's performed at a Pro Bowl level. Yesterday, two picks, four for the year, pick six, third in his career. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Flowers, left cornerback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Thank you, thank you.
Heck yeah. Huge crowd here tonight at Bashes in Olathe. You can come join us. We'll wedge you in here and have a good time. How sweet was that yesterday?
There's no better feeling, you know. Just going into the black hole, Oakland Raiders, big game for us. We came out victorious in a nicely fashion, too, so it felt real good.
I was trying to portray to everybody on pregame just how hot that place was, and I don't mean temperature-wise. Was it not electric yesterday?
Oh, man, very electric. You got real heated and just walk-through stretch lineups yesterday, so the whole game was intense. Even pregame warm-ups was intense, so it was bound to be a firework today.
Danny Israel's here, executive producer. He knows with what we speak, because the black hole was on fire yesterday. They were fired up.
Oh, yeah.
They were thinking they were going to keep their streak going in the division. And just kind of some of the chatter. How difficult was it when the black hole's yelling at you trying to get ready to play?
Oh, man, you can't hear anything in that field. But it's nothing like Arrowhead. You know, we had the best place here in the Kansas City. But the black definitely. But the black hole, it also makes noise. But we responded well. And I think that took a lot out of them over there in the black hole.
Now, I can't tell you how cool it was, because Kendrick's was over a little to the right.
Uh-huh.
Yours was right on line to ground zero of the black hole. And I'm thinking, you're going to get a pick six going right into the abyss of what they are. What was that like? Just explain that play to us. And you're looking straight at Spike or whoever his crazy folks are, running right to him.
Oh, man, it's just a play. Carson Palmer had a three-step drop. I read the drop. Defense coordinator Romeo Cannell did a great job calling the play to put me in position to make a play. I seen the ball all the way, and I got it, and I just took it right into the black hole. And I just want to let them know, let them see that Kansas City Chiefs on that helmet, and let them know who's running the field that night, Mitch.
On both sides of the helmet, Arrowhead, Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah.
Flowers to the house. Terrific. We won't talk about the penalty, but anyway. So, anyway, we'll just let that slide by for now. But yesterday you guys were dominant in the secondary, and everybody was getting a chance to get a taste. Piscatelli was the only guy left out. I think you got everybody else got one, right?
Oh, yeah, it just felt good. You know, the guys who you watch film with week in, week out, just the whole room get an interception. We can't take all the credit for it, though. You know, Tom Bailey, Wallace Gilbert, Glenn Dorsey, those guys getting pressure, hitting those quarterbacks all day. You know, they helped us out tremendously. And credit goes to those guys up front.
How big was Kendricks? We're going to play it in the second half hour of the show on our Time Warner Cable Turning Point play of the game. But Kendrick got it started. Tell us about that.
Oh, man, that started the game just off right. That was the spark we needed. You know, the first defensive drive of the game, a pick six in the black hole. That was big for our team. It gave our offensive spark and defensive spark for the rest of the game.
Did you see something? I mean, was it your study? What were you seeing in these guys? You were able to jump these routes. Now, knowing yours, you had Washington over the top.
Uh-huh.
So you could read the three stop and jump it because he had a safety on your backside.
Uh-huh.
Were you seeing something in your preparation that you could anticipate these guys?
Just the formations they was lining up in. You know, we studied night and day this week going to Oakland. So we just knew those guys. We got to do the same thing for San Diego coming in Monday night. Just study these guys, know these guys, and get a win at home.
How much of that has been a part of your evaluation in getting prepared, is watching tape, understanding the nuances of receivers and quarterbacks and formations and the like?
Definitely, you got to understand the timing routes with the receivers. Just try to disrupt those guys. And it plays a key part in the game. You know, if you can hold those guys one or two more seconds, that could be a sack, force fumble for Tom Bailey, and change the game.
Now, Drake was the only one who grunted, but we're going to say this again, okay? Because now it's Monday Night Football for first place against the Chargers. And after the break, I'm going to ask you about your leadership. But what turned this thing around? After 2 weeks, 89-10, ESPN's calling us the worst team in the world and playing for first place a month later. What's going on?
we just knew the first couple of weeks we was trying to do too much. Everybody's trying to make that extra play, you know, and it cost us. It hurt us. Everybody just knew if they did the assignments that we should have been doing, we'll be great as a team, not as individuals trying to make different plays. So we came together as a team, studied as a team, and it's paying off right now.
And I want to ask you about the front seven. You alluded to it, but I saw it on tape in the San Diego game there. That's the first time I saw those guys actually starting to kind of control and get the line of scrimmage. Kelly Gregg's playing like a beast.
Oh, yeah.
Tyson Jackson's coming on now.
Yes,
and
sir.
Dorsey.
Oh, yeah.
Class of 08 just continues to work.
Definitely. You know, those guys build up a wall, you know, when offenses try to run the ball. You see him when Adrian Peterson came into town. It's like a wall built up front. Those guys do a great job penetrating and standing those gaps.
Another guy we need to mention tonight, and I hope people understand this, he should be the NFL Defensive Player of the Week. What Derek Johnson did yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What Derek Johnson did yesterday, I have rarely seen in the years I've been in the National Football League. BDOT, he was everywhere. I saw on tape today, he saved a touchdown four straight times.
Oh, yeah. He's been playing like that all season long. You know, this play is that nobody really don't realize how far he hustled from the back of a running back to save a touchdown for us, you know, and he's been playing great and big for us all year. This guy's been playing at an all-time high level, high as anybody seen him play. And he works hard, so he's going to keep it going.
Now, I've said this before, but the locker room, with the new configuration, it's a little bit – it's still like a Monopoly board. Did you play the old game Monopoly growing up?
I did. Everybody played the game Monopoly.
Okay,
coming
right.
That was the game to play.
All right. Anybody play Monopoly? Let's go. Come on.
Yeah!
All right. Always take the shoe, man. But the locker room is kind of like a Monopoly board. If you walk in the locker room, it's all, you know, all the way around. You now are next to Derek.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got some kind of something going on. And usually you're talking about football, but what about your little brotherhood right there? Let's call it Boardwalk and Park Place because now, let's just be kind here. There's been a lot of discussion and criticism about not getting enough free agents, not spending enough money. I'll just put it out there. The team has invested $140 million, about $78 million guaranteed, to renew the contracts and to extend the contracts of Jamal Charles, Tom Bahali, yeah, Derek Johnson, and Brandon Flowers. I know it's business, but you and Derek are together. And what's taken that to the next level is how you guys help each other. What about your relationship being side by side right there at Waterworks and St. James Avenue and what you guys talk about?
We just talk about every day when we come off the field of practice, we talk about what happened in practice, why it happened in practice, because football is in us. We love football. So as soon as we come off the field, on every route, we want to know where each other was. So it helped us on game day to make plays, and it's been helping us so far.
I guess so. Shutting out the Raiders, 28-0. Yeah! Monday Night Football against the Chargers for first place. Doesn't get much better than that. And Metcalf Bank is here tonight. They got their sweet position here. Home of Chiefs checking. We come back. We will have our Time Warner Cable Turning Point play of the game and game and more with Brandon Flowers, cornerback of the Kansas City Chiefs, after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Shotgun snap the ball to throw. Near side. Pass intercepted. Kendrick Lewis up the sideline. 35-30. Headed for the promised land. Chased a sprint by Bowler. And Bowler doesn't get him. It's into the end zone. Touchdown. Kansas City. The first pick six in Kendrick Lewis's career. A 55-yard pick six for the Chiefs.
That is our Time Warner Cable Turning Point play of the game. Welcome back to our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Visit Ford at your Midwest Ford Dealers, Ford Drive 1. We're at Bash's Bar and Grill tonight in Olathe, southwest part of the metro at 159th and Merlin. This place is awesome. It's hot, celebrating. I mean hot, good hot, celebrating a victory over the Oakland Raiders, 28-0, and Monday Night Football coming up against the San Diego Chargers. So, yesterday, Brandon Flowers, our special guest. And yesterday when you shut out the Oakland Raiders for the first road shutout since 1973, here you go, BDOT, you know how it works. Brandon Flowers and his teammates were able to put the hammer down, baby. You've got it.
And the hammer brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware. Now, all geeks, an alert for all geeks. There, here we go, right here. We've got a prototype. Thank you. We have a hammer that you can get at your Westlake Ace Hardware. You can rub on it. It gets like that. And anyway, for it's a donation to Joplin Schools. It helps Joplin. So before next week's show, go to a Westlake Ace Hardware, get your own hammer, and we'll do this right. Plus, they're going to allow you to take them into the games at Arrowhead at Westlake Ace Hardware. There's 22 metro locations. So we'll do it. We'll try it with yours. Yours is a little more stiff than mine. Here we go. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. That's at Westlake Ace Hardware. You can pick that up. So, Brandon, a few more questions, and some other guests came in looking like the Unabomber, but we'll get to him in a second. I like yours a little bit better, kind of sculpted and nice. I get scared next to him, but I want to say this. Don't hear the hate. Just howl at the moon. Howl at the moon. Howl at that moon. Seriously, what's been cool is how you've embraced now. It's your fourth year in the league, and you've gone through a lot. This has not been easy necessarily for you all the way, but the leadership responsibilities you're taking on. Let's walk through that and why at this point of your career.
You know, I've been on this team only 4 years, but I've been here I'm like one of the guys on the team that's been here the longest. So a lot of guys on this team look up to me as a big brother because team is close like a family, so it looked at me like a big brother, and I got to take that brothership role, so I just try to do what I can for this team.
But I saw you starting in training camp. Yeah, listen, it's not everybody does that. And by the way, we have a new geek here tonight. We have christened him with the sweet nectar of the end zone. That is KC Chef, okay? So he's here. Plus, the Godfather is here tonight. He snuck in the back door. Yes, the actual Godfather is here this evening. But the leadership, I've seen you work with Jaleel. I saw that training camp. Techniques, how to approach the game physically and mentally. And how fun is that a little bit to work with younger guys?
It's a lot of fun, you know. A lot of guys, young guys come in this league talented, you know. So a lot of guys come in kind of nervous because it's first year in the NFL. But my thing is I try to tell those guys to loosen up like it's college. Play like it's in college because that's what got you here. So just loosen up, have fun, but master your techniques and you'll be all right.
Also, your family seems like family to me. It's been one of the blessings to meet your dad. Now, your dad is crazy. He gets everywhere.
Oh, yeah. My dad, he probably only missed 4 games since I've been 7 years old, and I played all 3 sports, baseball, basketball, and football. So he just loves seeing me play. So, you know, love that about him.
He did. So Hargrave military, he was there?
Hell, yeah. He drove up to Virginia to prep school every week. So
Virginia Tech, he was there?
Every week he drove. And catch a flight, he drove to Virginia.
I didn't know if he'd make Oakland because that's a trek for him now.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first guy we saw. We get up, walk in the hotel, and your dad's sitting right there.
Definitely. With a smile on his face every week because he's happy to see us. You know what? We play in London, he'll be there too. So,
well, he's a proud papa and should
be. Oh, yeah.
And you're not even the most talented dude in your family. Because your sister is like this robo superstar in Florida. How's her career going?
Oh, yeah. You know, she's not playing basketball anymore, but she was very good in basketball. You know, she just had my niece, you know, my little sweetheart. So she's taking the mothership role right now. So she's playing the mother role.
Wasn't she on Sun Channel for a while, though? She was doing some TV work.
Yeah, she was commentating on the Sunshine Network down there, all the high school sports with Sun Sports. So her career is going real good down there.
But not doing that anymore? What's going on?
She just got back into working, so they just offered her a job. So good. It's going good, yeah.
All right, great. All right, getting ready for this week now. Playing for first place, Monday Night Football, San Diego Chargers. What about these guys? It was right there, out there, and we're going to talk to Coach here in a second about it, but that week was the week I saw it turn before that game because you guys were locked in and were right there. And what about playing these guys in a rematch game just a month later?
Oh, it's going to be a showdown. You know, it's going to be a high-power offense coming in, we know and we respect. But, you know, we've been playing great defense. Offense been rolling. You know, it's going to be a showdown Monday night. Last Monday night was crazy against the Chargers, but everybody been talking, saying this Monday night be even crazier. So I'm looking forward to it.
Who's ready to have it crazy on this Monday night a week from tonight? And one thing we've talked about you and your game, you're not afraid to stick your nose right in there against the run or covering the pass. Just what about your game, how you make your reads, but you're not afraid to play the run?
I just love tackling, love hitting. You know, I was brought up on a physical young team at 8 years old. We just love to hit, so that's just in my game. I love contact, and I got to have it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's had a great year, and we're moving on here. One of the big reasons we flipped this season, ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Flowers of the Kansas City Chiefs. Outstanding job. And Brandon's going to be signing here for a little bit with the folks here. We've got a gigantic crowd here at Bashes. Again, this is a great location, great place to watch games. Over 20 televisions, daily drink specials, nightly dinner specials, and a sellout crowd here tonight. When we come back, we will talk with the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Todd Haley, when we come back on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Javier Arenas is in the game in a Wildcat formation. They've got a DB on the field. Arenas is going to keep it. He's inside the five. Touchdown, Kansas City. The first rushing touchdown of the season for the Chiefs comes from a defensive back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Visit Ford at your MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford Drive 1. Great crowd. Excited crowd, huge crowd, shut out the Raiders here at Bash's in Olathe at 159th in Merlin. This place is awesome. 7 days a week for lunch, daily lunch specials. Great place to watch games here. 20 televisions, and the folks will be staying for Monday Night Football as well. That play is significant because we'll just start with that play, but let me give the formal introduction. Head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Todd Haley.
Thank you.
I want to start with that play because in watching that play on tape today, I got excited. There's just times when I just pause it and like jump up and down because out scheming, out flanking, and out executing them, you go wildcat, you go tackle over tackle. They don't adjust. You show three wide, they're in nickel. They had no shot on that play. What a great job.
Well, I think, you know, we talk about complementary football, and I think that was a great example of it. Number one, we had a defensive player on offense, which Brandon politics weekly for play. But number two, I think, you know, they ran a form of wildcat in that goal line series where we had the great stand defensively, you know, and our guys adjusted to it and really did a terrific job, you know, four straight plays. But so it was extra sweet to line it up on them and him walk in.
Did you see when it – and I'm giving him the first rushing touchdown. I think it's LaRon. He'll be our guest next week. But I didn't think he crossed the goal line. I'm going to give that one to Asamoah. What did it look like on tape to you?
Looked like a touchdown to me, right, Brandon?
Okay, whatever.
I'll stay out of that one.
Okay, so who wants to see Brandon do it the next time we're in the Wildcat at the goal line? See? You got the popular vote, dude. You got the popular vote. But it was great to see it. But overall, just to compete yesterday, and let's start with your defense. I mean, to shut somebody out on the road in a division where they hadn't lost a division game in 2 years, just what about those guys on that side of the ball and how they did it?
Well, number one, you know, this entire group on defense, really the entire team, but defensively, this is a very prideful group led by Brandon. You know, and Derek and a couple of those guys that have been here longer than anybody else. They're very prideful, and they take great pride in their job, and they take great pride in our team, and they take great pride in our defense. And, you know, I think in the Indy game in the first half, they were all a little ticked off and that they had allowed Indy to make plays, which is what they did for the most part. You know, and I think they kind of had the mindset for really the bye weekend and the week leading up to Oakland that it wasn't going to happen again, and they started out of the gate like Brandon said. You know, Kendrick had much like Dwayne's play the week before in Indy. You know, it was a play that really sparked the entire group, and really just so proud of the defense and how they came to play yesterday in a tough place to play. You know, right out of the gate, coming out of the locker room. I mean, there were people in the black hole after them, and there was no back down all day.
It was warm out there, I'm going to tell you. And I don't mean the temperature. I took my little stroll by the black hole early in the day.
Oh, you went when there were no people there.
No, there were people there,
believe
me.
That doesn't count, Mitch.
I didn't realize it. I really thought humans had five fingers. I guess all I saw was one finger.
Who was escorting you?
Nobody. You always have your little entourage of security. I got nobody. I'm just down there by myself. What is funny is when I take Lenny down there, they recognize him, and they just go off on him. But anyway, it was – you got to admit, it was a little – it was electric in that place to start that
game. Yeah, you know, that was a fun day from start to finish. Very pleasurable day.
I see I'm listening to you. I'm following up on what you're saying. Now, let me say this. I'm really getting better at this. Have you noticed that? Give me some good – But I want to – it's a team game, but when I watched that tape this afternoon, what Derek Johnson did was phenomenal. 12 solo tackles, but I saw him make four plays in a row, which probably saved a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, he really – he had the touchdown-saving tackle on the long run that got him down there, and then, you know, they tried to run the same play really the other way, and it didn't look good there for early in that play, but Derek came flying in there and knocked them all down, and really just a tremendous, tremendous day by the entire defense. But obviously Derek, you know, he was everywhere start to finish, and as was 24 right here. I mean, played as complete a game as I've seen him play, and that's a sign of good things to come.
He was talking about the preparation, though, and the defense I'm sensing it through the whole team. These guys are just – acting different. They're more confident. I'm seeing Kelly Gregg, the guy's playing like I remember him when he played for the Ravens. What about kind of the attitude, preparation, helping each other that's going on with his team?
Well, I think that's been here now for a couple years. You know, I think this year started rough, but there he is right there. I think
Brandon
this year.
Brandon Flowers, there he is on the TVs here, into the end zone. There you go.
Oh. He had one get-out-of-jail-free card, and he used it.
Did you hear this, Peanut? You used your get-out-of-jail-free card. We were talking
about
Monopoly.
He used it up.
But he was right at the black hole. It had to be really tempting to do that.
You know, that's been going on, and really that's why a few weeks ago when things didn't look real good, you know, I believe in these guys. I believe in what they're all about, and that's one of the things. You know, they care about this team, and that shows up in their preparation. Again, not just because he's here. I think about three times when most players were out of that building, I walked by, you know, walked through the hallway and saw he and Brandon Carr sitting there quietly watching tape. And they find little quiet places to do it that you don't, you know, they're not doing it for show. They're doing it to get ready. And they're in the night before a game that they're not sitting in there watching the tape after everybody's, you know, going to eat or, you know, having their snack and going to bed. 24 and Carr are working hard at it all the time.
You've been around this game your whole life, and you've seen those pros that do that. The thing when nobody's watching – they're getting ready to play. I mean, he was talking about just, hey, they were setting on routes, but they saw tendencies, they saw drops, and then just how a preparation can help, you know, a defensive player.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, these guys care about our team and their team, and it shows up in how they prepare no matter what. And now we got the biggest game of the year so far, and, you know, I know that will continue on, and it paid off this week, so or, you know, this past week, so it's got to pay off again.
Before we move on to talk about the other aspects of the game, where's our guy? Right there. Telt, how many points did the Raiders score yesterday? Zero. That's his nickname. That's his name is Zero. And you younger kids, this he looks better when he shaves. I know. Don't be frightened. It's a conundrum. I told you before, I want to keep winning, but I'm telling you, I don't know about this. So, okay, we'll just keep winning. Who wants to keep winning? Yeah. Red Hots, beard or no beard? Beard. They like the winning. That's it.
It doesn't matter how I look. It matters how we play, right?
There you go. Before we go to break, and I'm going to talk about offense after the break, there's yesterday, Dustin Colquitt out-Lecklered Leckler. He was phenomenal yesterday. What about your two kickers and what they meant to that win?
Well, I thought they both did a tremendous, tremendous job, you know, when the game still wasn't completely out of the woods, you know, after Brandon's touchdown and we were kind of pushed back. That was a hidden gem in the game, I thought, Ryan Succop's kickoff, you know, from way back in our own end. And, you know, we almost turned it into a huge play. You know, Savvy knocked it out, but we didn't get on it. But still a big, big time performance by both kickers. And, you know, just was proud, really proud of them both. And Dustin was put in some difficult situations yesterday, and I thought he might have punted as well as I've seen him punt overall. And like Woo! You said, he out-Leckler, and that's hard to do.
Yes, it is. Gross net, field position. He competed yesterday. Sometimes people don't think of kickers as competitors. I thought those guys competed.
Yeah, I thought the whole team competed and has been competing. And, you know, again, I'm just excited every time they get repaid for their hard work.
Now, you know how it works. You've been to the kingdom enough. Here it is. To win yesterday 28-0 over the Oakland Raiders, the Chiefs were able to put the hammer down, baby, and get your hammers at Westlake Ace Hardware right there. Proceeds go to help Joplin Schools. So please go to the 22 locations of Westlake Ace Hardware. Pick up your hammer. Take it to the game Monday night against the Chargers, a game that's for first place. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about the offensive end. We'll return to Bashes here in Olathe after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Again, Kansas City stays at the same play. All kinds of shifting. This time, Oakland holds the fort. Hand off McClain. He fumbles the football in the end zone. The ball is loose. Still loose. Kansas City jumps on the air ball football. It's John Asamoah. Have they signaled a touchdown yet?
The ruling is a touchdown on the field.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
I'm going to give it to Asamoah because McClain's going to get two against the Chargers anyway, so... Asamoah's never going to get another one, or maybe not. So anyway, this is the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Remember, visit Ford at your MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford Drive 1. Again, we're at Bash's Bar and Grill. Brandon Flowers, our first guest tonight, is going to flip things up on you. He's still here tonight signing. Great crowd on hand here as the Chiefs get ready for a first-place showdown against the San Diego Chargers on Monday Night Football. And with us once again, give a big Chiefs Kingdom welcome to Todd Haley, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Thank you again.
I want to talk offense here a little bit because people have been saying, well, hey, Matt Cassel didn't have a good quarterback rating. You converted 3rd-and-13, 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-10. Here's your stat of the night. Kansas City is now 2nd in the NFL in converting 3rd-and-more-than-6. You've done it 40% of the time. Hard to do.
Yeah, you know, we need to do a little better on those 3rd-and-4-to-6s. But you know, it's funny because, you know, that's what we did during the bye week. A bunch of that time was try to figure out, you know, how the heck are we better on 3rd-and-6+ than we are on less than 6. So we're continuing to work on it. But you know, third down yesterday was a huge part of the game. Both sides of the ball defensively, I thought we did a really good job on third down. And offensively, you know, when you convert 47% of the time, especially in some of those that we were in, you know, that's huge, and it usually falls on the quarterback's shoulder. So, you know, like I said, that was a complimentary win yesterday in all three phases, and that's what I love about our team, you know, and our guys. You know, they play together, they stick together, and that's good for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You put it out there like 3 weeks ago in the yards after catch. And a lot of those third down conversions were broken tackles, but Breston did it, Bo did it, Baldwin gets on the field, he does it, takes a shot on 3rd-and-13 for 14. How much improved is this team in that category in and of itself?
Well, we've been really good to hear the last, since we really started understanding that that's an important stat for us, win-loss. And I was telling the coaches today that we have to count Brandon and Kendrick's run after catch also, because it all factors in. So it's going to be a pretty big number again this week. And I thought again we did a very good job defensively keeping theirs to a minimum. We had a couple missed tackles and it usually resulted in big plays running the football yesterday. But overall, after the catch, our defensive backs specifically did a terrific job tackling. And, we won that battle hands down. I don't think it was close.
The other thing I was going to mention or ask you about is this Matt's game. This reminded me of the Cleveland game a year ago. Wasn't real glitzy statistically. His quarterback rating was in the 30s. But in that game, he made critical third down throws enough to win the game. And yesterday, he did it again, it seemed like.
Yeah, the most important stat to me when it comes to quarterbacks is win-loss. And yesterday, we won. And whenever you win, your quarterback's done the things he has to do along with the rest of the team. And yesterday, that's what happened. I mean, anytime you play the Raiders, you know you're going to see a ton of man. They've incorporated a ton of blitz now in addition to that man-to-man. And, that makes for tough completions. And, I thought overall during the day, Matt put the ball where it needed to be or and didn't put it where it couldn't be. Obviously, we'd take one back. But other than that, it was a hard-fought game, and everybody just really went in there with the mindset of we were going to win that game, and we weren't taking no for an answer.
And to close, talking about competing, you mentioned the whole team competed. I'm seeing your offensive line build some confidence. I looked it up on the plane ride home. 2 holding calls in 6 weeks accepted against those guys. That's a good front seven, if not a great front seven of Oakland. What about your O-line and what they're doing singularly and collectively up and down the pike?
Well, they just keep getting better. And, that's another reason why we're all excited, players and coaches alike. And I think the fans are starting to see it. Those guys up front are playing at a high level in the run game and in the pass game. These last 3 teams we've played, you would never look forward to matching up against them defensive line-wise and rush-wise. And yesterday, really, Matt, I asked him on the plane. I said, how many times did you get hit? And he's like, well, I got hit on, I think the 3rd play of the game. But then he's searching to try to find the times he got hit. And that's a good sign, especially against that team.
That is a great sign. All right, Coach. Monday Night Football, first place on the line. You were talking about the 89 Steelers and flipping the season. It's right there now. It's game on.
We're 2-0 in this quarter of the season, Mitch.
In the 3rd quarter of Monday Night Football game at Arrowhead.
Yeah, we're trying to get to 3-0 in this quarter because we know we have to win each quarter of the season. And since we dug such a deep hole, we got to add a couple bonus wins on there. But this one's biggest game of the year. We got to play our best game of the year to date.
Just so you know, you can join, because we're going to win and beat the Chargers, you can join Coach Forrest Gump. I mean, Dad Gump, Todd Haley. It's getting Forrest Gumpish. I'm just saying it's a little creepy, but that's just me, okay? I guess women like it, but hey, whatever. Anyway, next week it'll be a Tuesday night show. It's the Halloween show. And by the way, Snowstorm Sandy, her daddy, she wanted to be here tonight. Her daddy's been put in hospice care, so say a prayer for her. She's one of our great fans that comes every week, so a shout-out to her. Next week is the Halloween show. It'll be Tuesday night. It'll be at the Drum Room, the famous Drum Room at Hotel President. LaRon McClain, 2-time Pro Bowl fullback, will be our guest. That'll be next Tuesday night as we celebrate a victory over the San Diego Chargers. All right. In 30 seconds, just prep us on the week. Get us ready because, man, we're foamed and ready to go.
Just keep believing.
Underdog.
That's the bottom line. I know these guys believe in themselves and they believe in our team, as do we. And the more believers we have, the better.
All right. And if you go out and howl at the moon if you want, that'll help too. Head Coach Todd Haley, our guest tonight, as well as Brandon Flowers on the Chiefs Kingdom next week, Tuesday night at the Hotel President Drum Room. Special thanks to the folks at Metcalf Bank, the homes of Chiefs checking tonight, and to Bash's. What a great place. Bash's Bar and Grill all week long. 20 TVs, great specials for lunch and dinner. Come join them here. So, first place next week, Monday night against the Chargers, Tuesday night on the Chiefs Kingdom. Thanks to Dan Israel, executive producer of the network. Thanks to the Drake, Brother Justice, helping us out tonight on a great crowd. Thanks for coming out tonight as the Chiefs next week on our Chiefs Kingdom show again at the Drum Room. at the Hotel President with LaRon McClain. It'll be Tuesday night. It is the Halloween show, and you know what that means for the Chiefs Kingdom. So thanks to Brandon Flowers. Thanks to Coach Haley. Join us next week right here on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Kansas City.
You've been listening to Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Ford, drive one. Visit them at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. We'll be right back.